47 Ronin director gets 30 months for turning Netflix cash into Dogecoin. A federal judge in Manhattan sentenced filmmaker Carl Eric Rinch to 30 months in prison on June 30, 2026, after he diverted $11 million that Netflix had paid for an unfinished science fiction series and ran it through speculative trades, a large Dogecoin position, and a spree of luxury purchases. The case was reported by Decrypt, drawing on the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York. Rinch directed the 2013 Keanu Reeves film 47 Ronin. His later project, a series first called White Horse and later retitled Conquest, is what brought him into court. Netflix paid roughly $44 million toward the production. Of that, $11 million was the slice prosecutors built their case around. U.S. District Judge Jed Rakoff handed down the sentence on wire fraud and money laundering charges. A film budget routed into a personal trading account, the money was supposed to fund production. Instead, it went into a brokerage account and a crypto wallet. Rinch lost $5.9 million on speculative stock options. He then moved about $4 million into Dogecoin and cashed out $27 million in May 2021, when the memecoin was near its first major peak. That single trade is the part that makes the story unusual. Most fraud cases involving misappropriated funds end with the money gone. Rinch's bet paid off in dollar terms. The crypto position turned $4 million into $27 million. The problem was never the return. It was that the capital was stolen, and the windfall did nothing to restart the series Netflix had paid for. Prosecutors said the proceeds funded purchases of about $8.7 million, five Rolls Royces, a Ferrari, a $388,000 Vacheron Constantin watch, plus furniture, antiques, and designer clothing. Instead, he used $11 million meant for production as his personal casino and luxury fund, U.S. Attorney Jay Clayton said. A light sentence against a heavy maximum Rinch faced up to 90 years on the combined counts. The 30-month term reflects a sharp reduction. The court weighed untreated mental health issues, and Keanu Reeves submitted a letter urging leniency. Rinch was also ordered to pay $11 million in restitution, matching the sum at the center of the case. The gap between the statutory maximum and the actual sentence is wide, but it tracks how white-collar fraud is usually handled when there is cooperation, mitigation, and a clear restitution figure. The restitution order is what ties the outcome back to Netflix's loss rather than the inflated $27 million the Dogecoin trade produced, a meme coin as the laundering layer. The detail worth holding on to is the role crypto played. Dogecoin was not the crime. The wire fraud happened the moment production money was redirected into personal accounts. What Dogecoin added was a volatile asset that turned a misappropriated $4 million into a much larger pile, which then had to be converted back into the cars, the watch, and the rest. Memecoins have shown up repeatedly in enforcement actions because they combine three things prosecutors find easy to follow and hard to defend: public on-chain settlement, extreme price swings, and a retail-friendly brand that makes the conduct read as reckless rather than sophisticated. The 2021 Dogecoin run-up, in particular, created a window where an outsized return on a thin position was plausible, and that plausibility is exactly what the court had to untangle from the underlying theft. For anyone moving real value through crypto, the takeaway is narrow but firm. On-chain trades are permanent and traceable. A profitable position built on stolen funds does not become clean because the price went up. The blockchain that recorded the $27 million exit is the same ledger that helped document where the money came from.